I must say that there was a very interesting conference, and it finished by adopting this declaration and, most importantly, committing the parties from the Balkans, as well the parties members of Party of European Socialists and the party itself, with a new idea, new initiative, so-called Enlargement 2014. It's a vision which is aimed to energize, to bring, let's say, new impetus in the enlargement process, both in the Western Balkan countries, but also in the European Union. I must say that the declaration itself is concentrated on issues which will help those countries to align with the EU policies, to focus on issues that are also issues of the European Union member states. Most specifically, we have a special chapter on the Western Balkans for a fair and green growth, jobs and social justice. I think this is something that is somehow out of the attention, maybe, of most of the countries in the Western Balkans. We also committed ourselves, the European Union parties and the Western Balkan parties, to try to support the Western Balkan countries to pursue policies which emphasize on ensuring strong social dimension, strong employment policies, also to do more on environmental issues, to for more energy efficiency and low carbon economies. Of course, promoting innovation, research, lifelong learning. Again, I underline issues that are important both in the EU and in the Western Balkan countries.
These are very general points. They could be adopted for any part of the world. How come you adopted such a general declaration without any very concrete suggestions?
Well, it might sound general, but this is a commitment that has to be followed now by the parties and respectively the countries of the region. They are not something new. I mean, these issues are part of the reform plans that we expect those countries to implement in order to prepare themselves for membership of the Union. And of course, we would like to focus on issues that are important for the left-wing parties, for the socialist family. That's why I mentioned education, social issues, employment, and so on, something that is actually very painful in many of the countries in the region. You have to understand that it is a declaration of a conference. It cannot be too specific, but on the basis of that declaration, we also created a special task force, which is called Enlargement 2014, which will have now to develop a specific program on one side on activities which are related to this idea of energizing the enlargement process, but also to concentrate on specific issues and policies that have to be discussed and decided together with representatives of the parties of the region. Again, I say these several issues that are mentioned, now they will be become topics of deeper discussions on political and expert level, and this will be our, let's say, help on our side to and our support to the parties and the countries of the region really to find their way to include these important issues in the political agenda in the countries. Because again, we face, I don't like to generalize, but we face in some of the countries political debate and political situation that is sometimes very far away from the real needs and expectations of the people, and also is far from the expectations of the European Union. If we want to have those countries members of the European Union as soon as possible, what is the wish of the countries, they have to deliver as well and have to make an effort to concentrate on these important issues. By the way, the group of the Socialists and Democrats in the European Parliament will organize in the autumn a special conference on the progress reports that will be prepared by the European Commission, and we'll discuss these progress reports with representatives of the Socialist and Social Democratic parties in the region. And we hope that through this we'll show the real power that we have as a family, socialist family in the in Europe and in the European Parliament, on one side by transmitting the important messages from the countries in the region to the European Parliament, to the European institutions, and at the same time to involve in such a dialogue the countries on the ground, trying to help them identify the priorities, because you understand that not everything can be delivered in 1, in 2 years, but we would like to help them to identify where are the priorities and to start with the priorities.